up, baby. And I don't know. I'm probably spoiling it for Max, but
what?
Lois to Keys. I don't give a heck.
Oh my gosh.
It's just the intro.
Out of curiosity, I'm wondering, can anybody actually fuck with me lately? I've been feeling like I am Mike did in 86 when he dropped a couple niggas and he knew that that was it. My whip's blacked out, totally eclipsed. I'm wearing YSL, but I ain't listening to Gunna, he's a snitch. I don't care about this summer. But I don't give a shit, cause they only wanna know me try I'm rich. Where was they when I was out there on the pitch? They didn't wanna know, but now they wanna know me. Now I'm legit, they weren't around when I was cooking in the kitchen. And even though I rap, niggas wanna kill me, so I've always gotta stay equipped. My Glock ain't got a switch, but I still empty out the clip so quick. You won't get a chance to flinch. I'm trying to live my dreams, I ain't trying to get pinched. They're trying to act tough, who they're trying to convince? And ever since I came out of prison, I've been trying to lay low. I got a couple drillers, keep them on the payroll. I made them do a maza, I just gotta say yo. They're on goal. I came off the phone, then I had to phone bro. And right now you're probably saying that I'm too cold. But try to tell me something else that I don't know. Cause I've been nice cold, never happened just
yeah.
The ice on my wrist and my neck is light now. And every time I drop everything
shut down. That's the intro. Scraps of the new thing that's coming. What's the project called even? I forgot
what it's called.
Should be here.
Reflection. On the 1st of March. Okay. Reflection. Okay. Alright, cool.
Yeah, up to 1st of March.
Alright, man's gonna tap in on that still. There's new music dropping this week though. I think it's Guess is dropping.
Is it this week?
Yeah, you got Guess dropping.
Well, yeah, Guess and Potter, isn't it?
Yeah, Guess and Potter. And you got HRP on the Thursday.
Sick.
So, yeah, actual music, man's looking for, what you call it? Yeah, looking for music like that instead of the last week or so.
What do you mean?
The yep. Last week or so hasn't been great.
Vultures.
Vultures is good, but only like certain songs personally. Talking.
Mm.
Back to Me. Burn. Yeah, that's really it. But I need to, I feel like if I re-listen to it, I'll ultimately end up liking it more and more, do you get me?
Mm.
But we'll see. But yeah, apart from that, I haven't really tried to tap in to much that's dropped. I need to listen to Shea Universe because I just clocked that she dropped her EP. Yeet, I started listening to today.
Mm.
Hasn't really gripped me like his previous projects, but
what? Wait, okay, pause. But the other projects did.
What do you mean?
You
don't fuck with Yeet, so I understand. Yeet, Afterlife. Afterlife is really the one that gripped me. I was like, alright, cool, this guy. He's got something, even though it may not be the most coherent, it may not be the most thought-provoking, the production is fire.
Mm.
And he reminds me of like a more coherent Carti. Like he
coherent?
Yes. Because Carti, for me, is not that coherent. I struggle to understand what he's saying at times.
I feel like my man's not coherent at all.
Yes, boy. I personally don't get it. I don't get if you like Carti. I don't understand why you don't fuck with Yeet.
I don't over like Carti, but he has moments where I do fuck with him.
Oh, brother.
I haven't been able to find a moment where I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's got a sign, man. He's got a sign. Right, I mean, if I was to show Yee to somebody, what song would I choose? Wolf Life.
What song?
I'll probably say Out the Way by Yee. He's got something, man.
He's got something, we'll see.
I definitely think he's got something. I bought a yard to the hunt penny, all your like birds. Inside be back two times two, my money, bitch, all I got. Yeah, I made money, my thought, but for that money, I love. Yeah, I'm shrivin' it daily. Yeah, I'm causing a madness. Yeah, I'm fucking up badness. Yeah, I bought me the crabs. I bought me the jams. Yeah, I never need practice. My money gon' double or triple. Yeah, your money subtracting. Yeah, put up on the drinks, put up on the cops, put up on the swerves. Yeah, I ain't even fucking with nobody. Bitch got a crib in the birds. Yeah, this shit could have gotten so bad. This shit could have gotten the worst. Yeah, bro, why I sat at the chain gang, bitch, for 20 birds. I ran up my money the most. I'm richer than all of the nerds. Yeah, I'm flexing a big bank road. These knots in my pockets ain't hurt. I had a chance at the tongue, get it, bitch, and get ripping the cards till it burns.
Listen, man. You realize you're doing your hand movements to the beat and not to the...
Listen, like I said, it's the production that gets me going.
So it's not the artist.
The art, but again, he's using that soundscape to say what he's saying. And really and truly, if I'm being honest, do I really care about what he's saying? Not really. However,
it's the feeling.
Indeed. Same way Carti is a feeling.
Yeah, I don't have this feeling for like the Yee. The Yee feeling hasn't activated for me still. So
oh, brother.
I'll be honest.
Nah, his shit's hard, bro. His shit's hard. But yeah, anyway, let's get a quick intro. Real quick. It's your boy Mike, aka Mike's very own. AKA Man's just here. AKA Naked Without Headphones.
Yeah.
AKA you already know what time it is. Head on to the Puppy Things Association for the dogs out now.
Go stream. Sleep.
Go stream. Rich Baby Daddy video out now. Back outside boys, aka him if you Williams. Hey man, shout out. Listen, but yeah.
Shout out who?
I was gonna shout out Drake, but never mind. Because we were listening, well, we were watching the video before.
Yeah.
Heat.
Oh, okay, yeah, we were. But yeah, allow it, fam. It's your boy Iris, Top Shooter, Art Dealer, TCF Dripper, you already know. Hayland FC, another one, five for them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, niggas can get stuff that, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy at the top.
Oh, like, man.
But yeah, man. Hip Hop Ultra, that's me, man. Where do you want to go into next?
I mean, we can quickly touch on Super Bowl performance.
Oh, yeah.
Usher got the call up. First of all, I want to say congrats to him.
What for?
For getting a call up, because only certain people get that. Unless you got the resume, the catalog to back that up, you're not getting that type of call up.
Yeah, Hondo.
So, yeah, big up to him. And yeah, I feel like it just showcased just the sheer amount of hits, meaningful music that he's got. That means the world to millions of people, do you get me?
Yeah.
And also the shenanigans with Alicia Keys.
Well, not a secure man.
I think that's a secure man. Do you know what's funny? Me and my boys were talking about whether we would wife an artist, and I was like, no, because I feel like,
yeah, bare headache still.
Yeah, that's bare headache.
Unless I'm a manager.
But then you would have to deal with, like, I don't know.
If I'm a manager or part of a team or whatever, then yeah, fair.
Yeah, but then you would have to give her, like, feedback and critique on her music and stuff like that.
Naturally so, yeah.
But she would probably be sensitive about that.
So, what are we...
But then that would probably affect the nature of your relationship.
No.
For me, I don't know.
Because, I mean, I hear it, but, like, listen, it's like, I don't know, man. Man's a African man at the same time, isn't it? Like, oh, bro, brother. Are we in? We don't carry last, like, do you know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm not just gonna be ruthless for no reason. Like, it's gonna be constructive. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, of course.
Like, the criticism, if there is criticism, will be in ways to help her get better, not because I'm just trying to violate or whatever. So
I hear that.
Do you know what I'm saying? So she would know that. She would have to know that. Do you know what I'm saying? Overstand that. And once she with her overstanding, that's calm, innit? You get me?
Yeah. I guess.
But yeah, it would be difficult still.
But then, yes, you have shit like what went on with Alicia Keys.
It's acting, man.
Brother, like I said, that's her body.
That's acting, man.
Bro, there's no way man's going to see another man with his hands on my girl's waist and man's not fuming about that.
What if your wife's an actor?
Is she an actor? Or is she an artist?
She's doing performing arts.
This is how you, man, just, what do you call it, break down this, bro. No.
No, she's doing performing arts, bro.
Bro, performance art is... You saying you've got something to show to the world, and there's
reason. What song are they singing?
Brother, you got a song, G.
My boo.
Okay. Okay. Sing the song then.
Exactly. They got to perform as well, though.
Bro, it's not you just can perform.
What? So they should just
keep your hands to yourself.
Nah, man. Gotta make you gotta make.
Or
that.
Even just if it's a light shoulder rubble, whatever.
He did all of that.
No,
he did all of
man
that.
Man was behind. Time. Yeah, exactly. Two hands behind.
Yeah, it's a good performance.
Brother, allow me, G. Allow me.
So what? So do you know what it is? Yeah, this is funny because I've actually had this conversation with one of my guys in terms of, like, he's an artist now, and he had a shoot with a brand. And the brand wanted another girl to model with him to kind of, like, the concept was a relationships type vibe, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And obviously, he tried to do it as respectful as possible. Okay. But obviously, he got the bag in his dead. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's tech. That's
there
tech.
For
that's
a job tech. And that.
That's tech.
And he's... You don't really have no real misses or whatever, but you know, people you're talking to and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
if I'm just talking to you, you haven't reached the girlfriend stage, you have to hold that one. That's fine.
No, yeah, you have to hold it, but still, depending on how touchy the pictures are and whatnot, certain people might try to cry you a river and that, but...
No.
This is what do we ask your papa? This is business.
Bro, it's business. This is business.
This is business. Literally, if you know, you know. Like,
this is business.
Literally. So I don't know, I don't think you can be mad at that still. Cause I think obviously you just gotta make sure Suits Beats has gotta be making sure that she's like, Usher's not going in her room for no long.
Well, obviously.
So the whole on stage thing, it makes it good for a good performance, isn't it? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
That's the way but I see it.
It's still crazy, like, rough.
Yeah, but that's when you look at it on the surface, though, isn't it? Like, yes, it's crazy, but, like, if you actually deep it, it's not like they're fucking now all of a sudden. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're right.
Unless, obviously, Scandal comes out soon, later, or whatever they are.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy, but I don't, to be honest, I don't even know why he called Alicia that, though, because, obviously, My Boo is obviously one of his biggest hits, but...
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but... Yeah. Well,
why did she get a call up?
Yeah.
I mean,
they only have the one song, yeah?
Yeah, but it's a big song.
Right.
It's a big song, so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Did you hear the one where her voice broke for the?
Apparently, they deleted that off the performance.
Yeah, they deleted it off the edit. Yeah.
Let me see this.
They edited it out.
Still. Let me see this.
But do you know what though? Yeah. It's like, I don't think it was that bad, like, what they did. Obviously, it was, I don't think it was that bad, I'll be honest.
Let's see this.
I'm just trying to find out the fucking...
Let's have a look. That's crazy.
Like, and also it was literally just the first note. No, I think that's the edit version. Man, I can't lie.
Oh man,
it's tough.
But man would have never noticed that. Yeah, that's what.
They edited that shit out, fam. Of course, naturally. So that's gonna be on there forever now, isn't it? Like,
that's crazy.
But you know what it is, though. Yeah, that was the only note that was bad like that, isn't it?
Yeah, cause. Bro, you couldn't tell from that one.
No, even from the live thing, I think it was the only note that she fucked up.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't it wasn't like she was consistently bad throughout the whole thing.
Oh, like a Fergie.
Yeah.
During the, the National Anthem.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't like that. It was just, she had the one moment that was bad.
Okay, that's like.
So I was just like, raw. Obviously, it was a bad moment, but... I think people are running away with it, but I hear it though.
Yeah, you know what? That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, bro, hands up in the air. You ain't never fucked up, man, bro.
Literally.
But yeah, that key was a bit mad, but it is what it is, man. Shout out to Alicia Keys regardless.
But do you know what? In terms of talking about performing at the Super Bowl, what would be sick? Because I think the next one's going to be in Lil Wayne, near Lil Wayne's hometown or whatever. So,
but could you do Wayne though?
Why couldn't you?
Because the music, I'm just thinking purely in terms of the songs to be performed, and
yeah,
the music is very explicit.
But obviously, like you saw with my with my man, he's got so many that he can just do like. And obviously bring out Drake, yeah. Nicki, and I think he should also bring out T-Pain.
That'd be big. That'd if be you big.
Bring out those
That'd
three.
Be big.
Cold.
That'd be big. I mean, I'm sure Jay-Z will look at getting that down the store. Because
obviously there's been, like, T-Pain has said he'd love to do it as well recently, innit? I think they've been asking him.
Oh, yeah, he got a few joints.
Yeah. So I feel like T-Pain, Drake, and Nicki, that would be brazy still.
I mean, I feel like Drake doing the Super Bowl would be mad.
Well,
because he's not even an American. Yeah, he's come to take over arguably the biggest sporting event in America. So, but I need that.
Take over.
100.
He's a feature, bro.
Respect, man. Respect.
What do you mean, respect?
He's big enough to do it on his own.
Okay, I'm talking about him being a feature, not being the main fucking person, bro. So let's not overcook it now, mate.
Of course.
All right.
But let's
talk about Lil Wayne as well, mate.
Do you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it up.
Talking about Lil Wayne as well, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But come on. But yeah, nah, that'd be a great look. A great look. But yeah, nah, that's mad still. But yeah, I'll be excited to see who they get next. Because usually they announce it like months ahead of time, innit? So, yeah.
Just about though, like less than 6 months or so, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Usher was probably announced maybe November, December, innit?
Okay, because Rihanna, I think Rihanna was announced earlier due to her pregnancy, unless I'm guessing wrong or whatever.
But also, thinking about that though, yeah, I feel like Riri's one was better than Usher's thing. Even though what I have to say about the Usher thing, Usher was definitely singing live. Obviously, it was a PA version, so there were some parts of the songs that were actually filled in and whatnot. But, like, he was actually singing live.
Yeah.
So, like, the performance part of it, you got to give him extra credit.
But Rihanna couldn't move like that.
Yeah, but I enjoyed Rihanna's one more, that's what I'm saying.
I hear that.
I actually enjoyed Rihanna's one more. I don't know how or why, but I did.
Nah, she got rhythms though as well. Yeah, that's that's true. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess just preference, I guess. But yeah, speaking of preference, Benzino. You might prefer Benzino or Eminem.
Boy, hold on. Have you heard this?
No.
Made it different. You can't self-sustain. You too selfish. Wait and listen. You keep saying my name. You put yourself in this position. This is what happens when the Celtics play the Pistons. I was minding my business. You wasn't making any type of noise these days. So a choice was made. Clout chase Benzino and corner Ray. You still in your annoying phase. Hey, what do you call it when the man that stand is a stand? Help me coin the phrase. I am the culture. You don't even be around. You don't even come outside. You don't even see your town. I swear Bezos said the M don't be showing the city love. Why you ain't got no words for him, huh? He in your city, bro. I wonder why. You wanna see? Just say
no.
No. I'm not fucking with it.
No.
What about this one? You got two fam, so this is even all before he went on Drink Champs.
Oh, brothers.
I think that's probably why they got him on there.
Brothers.
Yo, Eminem, should be called Skittles, sweet ass motherfucker.
Candy ass Eminem, bitch ass feminine, Maddie like melanin, on Valium turned up again. Aw shit, here we go, Benzino versus Jim Crow. Noah Custy when I see one, how many times you overdose? Cracker on crack, who rap, I hate black in the show. Invade our culture, then insult us, time you get exposed. Lil ho, this Mariah, Christina, Michael, and Brit. What kind of fuck go to war with people dancing and singing? Don't fuck with 50. Keep it a buck, you ain't tough. Your baby mom can get a bag like how Cassie did Puff. If they read your lyrics in the court like they did Young Thug. From the drugs, chopping her up, caught to the trunk. You a punk, plan my funeral, please. You shoot who? You who? Square ain't even go circle the block for proof. And the truth, my daughter had a life that I never had. I'm probably more Boston George than America's dad. But I provided food, clothes, gifts, kept y'all excited. Now you let the industry Willie Lynch keep us divided. But back when I got indicted in and out of court fighting, you was in a pretty home with something foreign to ride in. Of course I'll tell you hate your father, he could never find his trailer park swine bitch. Shit, you're miserable when you're lonely, and we think that they cloned you. You look weird, don't care how much just for men they put on you. Never seen with a girl, never seen with a bitch, but got a song what if I was gay would join the Lucas. I'm
done. So yeah, but do you know what's so funny, yeah? He's got an interview, but he's basically talking about how it's a stinker, basically. Where he's basically saying, I wrote a few lines in there. So he's basically admitting that he had to write out for...
What, to write the dishes?
Yeah. And then, do you know what's so funny, yeah? The interviewer was trying to give him the alley-oop to, like, clear it up. But man said himself, I wrote a few lines in there. Instead of saying, I had help. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, man, so...
Bro, it's giving Joe Budden reverse Drake, but without the actual buzz.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, that part.
I can't mess with that. And this whole crying in the drink champs, when I saw it initially, I laughed. But then, reflecting on it, I thought it was kind of sad, to be honest. That fact that a beef with an ex-man has led you to this point.
I think it's more than that, though.
I think he's definitely
got more than whatever that is going on in his life, to be honest. Because, I'll be honest, him crying over that, that's
crazy to me.
That don't even, the math ain't, I've math ain't, like, I don't get why, yeah, no. I don't, he's not from Detroit, is he?
I don't actually know where. Let's have a look.
Cause if he is from Detroit, so like they knew each other before and rah-tah-tah, like, but if you know,
no, he's from Boston.
Yeah, then no, I don't get it, bruv. Because what are we doing here in terms of like, it's not like an old school friend, do you know what I mean?
Bro, you my dad's age. Nah, man. Nah, man. Nah, man. Come on, G.
But
Come on. We gotta do better than this. The whole beef thing. Allow me, man. Allow me. Because I swear this has been going on since 2002, G.
What, that this is? The beef?
20 years. Over 20 years.
What, the beef?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's
brother.
Some beef don't die, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. At some point, you just gotta build a bridge and get over it, man. Unfortunately. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But we move. We move, man. What else on the agenda? Oh yeah, Scorbae Q saying that he was high when he said why people should use the N-word at concerts. And I feel like this is interesting because I don't know about you, but like when I have been to concerts, one with a black artist who is known to use such words, it's not, how do I say this? I keep an eye just on the crowd just to see how they're performing, how they're reacting.
Mm.
And when that word comes up, I just scout the room.
I don't know. What do you see? Do you see niggas saying it?
100% niggas and whites.
Well, that's what I meant, but you know.
Well, yeah. But yeah, have I seen it? Yes. Do I hate them for it? No. But ultimately, I still think like you shouldn't be saying it. But yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you feel about at concerts people singing certain lyrics and that?
I'll be honest, I think they're just repeating the lyrics in it.
I understand.
I think context is everything. Like, the context of being in a concert where the rappers actually said this lyric in the song and he's performing it live. Yeah, I'm not too mad at it still. Even though obviously I've seen times where artists are bringing a fan on stage and
hey Kendrick,
and they expect the person to mute when they say the nigger buzz word or whatever, but it's like,
boy, I don't know, man. I feel like it. Yeah, I hear you. I feel like it's a catch 22. In one way, you would hope that the people coming to see you enjoy it to the maximum, meaning they know all the lyrics, they want to get hyped, they want to turn up, whatever. But at the same time, as you being a white consumer of this music, you're obviously going to come into contact with it. And you may not say it in your actual life.
Yeah.
But in the context of the song, is it still right to say, even though you're only saying it because the artist is saying it? I don't know.
It's like, I don't know, I think Biden or someone like that has been caught for repeating a statement that said the N-word in it. And people try to use that and clip it and call him racist and whatnot. Actually, that might have been even Trump even. But I don't know, I feel like if they're just repeating something that somebody else is saying because there's no malicious intent, I think it's similar to the way I feel about jokes and whatnot. But
yeah, I don't know.
In terms of free speech and whatnot, you know.
No, I don't think this is about free speech. I don't know if this was part of that.
You don't think it's about free speech?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Why not? How isn't it?
Because I don't think it's
speech.
The right to say something. I would say white people don't have the right to say that. Okay. Say that particular word.
Okay.
However,
I think in the context,
yes, like you said, in the context of a song, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. Because, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. On one, how do I say this without, no, man, you know what, fuck, thinking about getting cooked. Do I think you should say it? No. However, oh, man. I feel like I should just end my sentence there.
Wait, say what you just said, say again.
Do I think that they should say it? No. However, if we're at a concert.
Yeah, in the context of where we are.
Yeah, I'm not going to actively go and say, oh, you shouldn't say, she get me.
And it's not like at the same time that they're doing that, like, but do you know what it is? It's tough, because how do you gauge whether or not they're using this as an excuse just to say
exactly,
and they actually say this in their free time, like, just willy-nilly, because obviously there are people like that, and actually people that actually look at black people like fucking,
brother.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, the, how can I explain, like, there's zoo animals in it, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that whole aspect of it and whatnot. So it is a difficult balance, but I don't know. I don't think, like, I think for me it's just the fact that because of the context of this, the concert, I'm not taking it personal if you're saying the N-word during but if you turn around and you say, my nigga, that was a fucking,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if we just start just letting it go, like,
yeah,
my nigga, that's my song, man.
Yeah.
Then it's like, who, what, nigga?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like, if they did that, then that's a completely different distance.
Yeah.
But
I agree. Yeah. No. Yeah. The whole conversation around that is one that, yeah. I don't know, I feel like, yeah, it will take time for people to understand both sides, I think. Because some will just say, you shouldn't say it flat out, I don't give a shit, or whatever. And that's completely understandable, I can't lie. But then, like you said, context is everything. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not your judge. But in terms of music, recently, I like the single.
But who's it by?
Tay Jordan and Versace James. It's called 2089. He's got this, Tay Jordan, he's got this, like, throwback 80s style music, but it's very, like, inspired by Cali sounding music. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I've seen it. It's got Jerry Cole on.
You're looking at a pimp in the flesh. Two white bitches banging whiff off the desk. Like a buy new, I take it straight off the press. At the beam dealership, which whip should I get? I got 4 phones, 2 G's and a quarter rounds. Pops told me never disregard the small amounts. I think about my nigga Dre as I pour it out. Surf it ain't about the bread, what he talking about? I'm with my dogs doing donuts at Valley Park. I do this shit for the nights that I had to work. On and off that bread bus, I ain't have a car. No money for the train, hop a barrier. Ask about that boy Tay, he a patterner. The whole gang blacked
out like the mafia. Threw my niggas from the wing who ain't have a chance. Gotta get how you live, I ain't mad at ya. Jay with some Jerry Curl, greasing up my face while I'm fucking your girl. I ain't even got game, she in love with a curl. On the road to an M, took a couple of L's.
That's
nice, putting grub on a scale. Now I leave my face in the double XL. Top shelf, never run at the mill. Got a bitch in the brick, she lives up in the flats. No baby daddy left her with a couple of strip. Had to get her wrong game, now she running the back.
Yeah, I hear it, the West Coast vibe.
Yeah, word.
Is that his sound, yeah, you'd say?
Yeah. Okay. Like, especially in his EP. But yeah. He's dope, man. He's dope still. What else have I been listening to? I actually started listening to the Bashy mixtape. Catch me if you can.
Did we talk about that last week?
No.
We didn't.
No. Because I was listening. Some songs clearly have not translated to right now, but
like what songs?
She's a Gangster.
Okay.
That was highly reminiscent of like 2008-2009, like trying to cross over music, and it just wasn't the best. But then there were some highlights on there, like Ransom, He Wants to Be a Millionaire, Travel the World featuring N-Dubs. That surprised me on how that worked.
Chopper Chop mixtape.
Nah, this is the Catch Me If You Can one.
Oh, but you dropped Catch Me If You Can as well?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Shout out Bashy, blood.
Yeah. But yeah, I need to listen through. Chopper Chops,
yeah. Let me tell you something. This is a song.
I swear down, man.
Oi, this is what it's you like call girls are just
like a
fun.
Different species, man.
Different.
It's like they'll see you and blast you in a club.
Listen, this can be relate.
You know what I mean? You weren't dressed right for them. They'll see you again and they'll be on it. Yeah, listen, yo, you see this one chick? This one chick, she didn't give a rush, G. And then the silly slag walked past me. She lusted at the sign on my car keys, my chopper chop tea and her Archies. Then the silly bitch tries to ask me, after last week in China White, she tried to blast me. Is she stupid? Girls make me laugh, see? Got the number, went to the yard, B. Made sure I doggied her all fast, G. Then I ducked her clean, never linked her again. Told her to try to blast me.
Giving brain cause you like my chain. Then I know you're a dirty slag.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
But he's got...
I'm not tough.
This one here.
Don't scuff kicks, don't scuff chicks. Actually, I don't scuff. We're
what?
All grown, cuz can all do stuff. So leave the beef alone. Concentrate on making new blood. If Roxanne was spitting, I'll be a heavyweight. If beef made money, then I'll be in it every day. But it's not lucrative, so I just stay away. But know yourself, no chef's hair, but you'll get baited today. I drop bathing apes. I got a grizzly beard, it's hiding my baby face. I'm stressed from my paper chase. At night, I just lay awake, cause old school tapes are play of Maxwell, God's Gift, Plague, Wiley and Major Ace. Look, I just gaze in space, asking God how to make these papers, mate. He said, Ash, pick up the paper, mate, pen, and grace the paper, mate. And yes, I'm a beta's baby. Your man's pissed, cause all he's been drinking is hate. I can't fade away, I ain't made today. Don't dig a grave, I ain't getting killed today. I write about my life, that's what keeps the cage away.
Yeah.
The world's a book, it's titled Death is just a page away.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I'm not on it. Bashy was literally my J. Cole before J. Cole, like.
I understand.
In terms of, like, bro, like, he's got rhythms on here where he's actually proper mad introspective and he talks about deeper shit. But obviously, like, the songs like that, like, where, like, Slag Slag, where he's, like, hot, he's being, like, proper, like, funny and whatnot, like, do you know what I'm saying? Not too serious and rare-tear-tear, like, but storytelling. Oh, yeah, nah, man. I think, bro, this, there's certain songs on here, yeah, that take me back to, because this was the era where you couldn't have all just all your favorite songs
in your word.
Like,
word,
you had a couple word, songs. Word.
That's a big threat.
And this one here. Relationship part first of all, I leave my room for a sec. Innocent, left my phone on the bed. Come back in the room with your drink, but the expression on your face is all stink. What's wrong? You say nothing, but I can plainly see that it's something. Then I ask if you want food, you say no, but I can hear your belly grumbling. Why are you pushing my hand from your leg? Come on now, stop all your foolishness. You're putting bad stress on my head, so you can go home if you want to stay vexed. Cause you ain't saying words now. You're getting on my nerves now, so you ain't getting hurt now. Look, I've asked you already, do me a favor, stop breathing all heavy. She's like, I just checked your mobile phone. See, this is what I grew up on, bro.
I hear it.
You see, when they need a singer, they bring a singer.
Don't do that.
What? This is what I'm talking about, bro. Bro, and yeah, nah, there's so many rhythms on here that just talk me back. Talk me back, like, I think 4 o'clock is the last one that I've got to play because this is elite storytelling for me still. Naughty Boy presents.
Okay, look, I was wide awake, sitting up, I had my back to the headboard. I was smoking a little cigarette to relax myself, my head felt dead small. I was in embassy, backing up Blue Alizé, energized off Red Bull. I was watching this little chung thing, she said hi, her name's Tiffany from Bethnal. Green, hi, I'm Ash from Kensal. Green, actually from Kensal Rise to be precise. She looked at me up and down into the see-through night, so well cool. She introduced me to my friend Dawn, I introduced her to my friend Sean. My game was on point like a pencil, and we started to then talk. She was like telling me, she
this is the shit, man. I don't even know what this is called. No. But you know when they do this shit where they're letting the beat and the sample breathe?
Yeah.
This is what Miles Malone is doing all over his projects in the new team. Cold.
I hear it. But this is him creating the story, like using the space to act whatever's happening.
It's uni in September. All I remember was not caring. What she was wearing. Oi, serious rhythm. Serious rhythm. That, like, broski. That. Spassy was actually my guy still. Like,
True. Big Love was my tune.
Yeah, Big Fuck Love was a rhythm.
Tune.
Education, just quick education.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
This is probably one of my favourite verses from Big Nasty as well.
Yeah, word.
Oi. What? Shout out fucking Naughty Boy, man.
Naughty Boy presents, innit? You know, like, really, man's not on a beef thing out here. You know, really, I'm just here for the peas and the girls, but don't get it twisted, because there's the bat in the boot, swinging it well. I'm a Batman like Christian Bell. I want to get closer to God, so I'm going to get me a little Christian girl. A big bum like Jennifer L. Bunda, a big bum like an African girl. Nice face, hair, toes and nails. Not a frass girl, one who looks after herself. With a nice personality, with goals in life. Not a broke bitch looking for charity. Not a hood rat girl or a chicken head. A stush chick on a road with a stick in bed. A wifey who knows what she's on. And there's bigger things out there than Louis Vuitton. The kind of girl that she really wants to get to know. And after we've made love, hope for an embryo.
Oh, yeah.
yo.
Listen. Big up Basho on that last one, man. That was sick.
Crazy. And all of this as well. Energy sentence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, word.
Yeah, man. It's a good time to be alive these times still. I can't lie.
Hey, bring back mixtapes, man. Chas.
I'm telling you, there was a time where I remember I was like, when I heard, like, it was a time where I probably had like 8 to 10 rhythms on my phone, yeah. And bro, 4 o'clock stayed there, and then I remember crying out there. I had Big Love on there for sure. How to Pick a Wife at one point as well. And then also back then, that was a time where you also need to make sure you had at least 1 or 2 instrumentals
that nobody else really had
like that. Right, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because it's not like man spit. But to be honest, that was back then.
Yeah.
That was, you either played it on the window Walkman thing, like in the bus and that, or just as your ringtone, innit, as well.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's why you wanted to have the cold nutty violins or whatever. Like, we've done all that. Trust me.
There's what the fuck you
Trust me, still. Serious times, still.
Yeah, man.
Like, I think, what do you feel like? Do you feel like that's been a huge, I don't know if you say disadvantage to music in terms of like the fact that now it's so accessible?
Yeah, I think it's a good and bad thing, because on one hand, you have the world's library of music in your palm, so you have access to that, so you can listen to whatever you want at whatever time.
Yeah.
Which is great if you want to explore, find out more, do your research in it. But at the same time, it being so accessible, like you said, it can lose
the value.
In that sense, that back in the day, like you were saying, you cherished those songs that you had because you only had a select amount of space to have said songs, you get me? Whereas now, streaming allows you to have whatever you want at a touch. So you don't really care as much, even though you can still have like fans of music and whatnot. The care isn't as, it's not as deep as those that actually had like the physical or the early era of digital music, where you could only have a select amount of music which you listen to or whatnot. The sentiment is different. Do you get me? So I don't know, man, it's give and take. But yeah, I definitely feel like not that the music has lost some of its meaning, but you don't care as much anymore. Like I don't think I care as much as I did back then about the music.
I mean, staying from a consumer perspective, but I do obviously want to talk from a, well, assume from an artistic perspective as well. But from a consumer perspective, I do feel like you said, because we get so much music, it's harder to keep track of what's going on and actually caring and like you can just switch up the vibes. Like, whereas before, there was literally a time and a place where you even made your own mixtapes.
Yep.
Literally, and then you play that whatever in like your Walkman or your, you know what I mean, your cassettes and all of that shit. And then we got to the when we had MP3s and whatnot, we was actually able to download that shit off LimeWire or whatever and Red Tet and do all of that shit now. But now, obviously, and those are the days where, bro, we had to actually put your phones together and like infrared it, like, and you can't move it. You gotta spend like half a bit of cost just making sure you get that probably have to do that twice because sometimes it didn't go.
Word.
So because of that, you once you got that song, you cherished it because you can. You've got those moments with those songs, and that's it, innit? Like, there's nothing, there's nothing else you can listen to, but radio, I guess. But nobody's really listened to radio like that on the phone like that back then, anyway.
Yeah, word.
But yeah, no, it was. I think from an artist perspective, though, it definitely sucks, though, because obviously now the streaming thing, they're not paying them as much as they would have been paid per single. And whatnot for the people that were actually buying records and shit like that. Because, yeah, because obviously they had iTunes and whatnot, people buying songs 99p and all of that. But,
yeah, it's mad.
But that's even way after when we was younger, Walkman and whatnot. Those days that didn't exist.
Yeah, that's true.
It was all HMV and whatnot.
Yeah, HMV and cassettes and CDs and that.
Selling CDs, like, listening to this Chopper Chop, like, Bashy talking about selling his mixtapes in Amsterdam and whatnot, like, going around and actually trying to make sure shit happens, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's mad, man. That's mad. Hey, man. Big up to those that came before us, man. But yeah, I haven't got anything else. Have you got anything else before we go to playlist and that?
No. No, let's playlist still. I need to watch the Vince Staples show.
Yeah, same. I haven't watched it still.
But yeah, it looks good from the clips I've seen. But playlist now, I'm gonna put How to Pick a Wifey.
Cool.
At 4 o'clock. Just because I feel like certain people might need the education.
Cool. This song has been up. Okay, I'm gonna add Back Up and Dump It by GC Eternal because this is a song that TikTok has brought back after 10 years, which is crazy, but I think it's also a good thing. In that it's able to revive songs for like moments and trends and that. But yeah, I'm gonna add that and then I'm gonna add. What have I been bumping? What else have I been bumping? Oh, Wickman. Oh, I've already added that. Never mind. What else? Because I was listening to you, was it? Listen to Ghana recently. I'm gonna add.
Listen to that snitch.
Listen, man can call him a snitch. He's a winner, my eyes. I'm gonna put on Outstanding. Yeah, Outstanding off Drip or Drown to you.
Fair.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's it. We've made it this far. Big up. Go like, share, subscribe.
Trust.
We'll be back next week.
That part.
We'll be back.
Free the God, man.
Who?
Father.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We didn't even check. Never mind.
That wasn't his lawyer, though, so...
What, it's not his lawyer?
No, it's just one. Well, because you know there's so many people on the fucking yeah.
People try to gas it up then.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But it's still for fuckery though. The fact that a lawyer that's defending one of his co-defendants is getting charged with gang charges.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Lawyer, but yeah,
that's crazy. And yeah,
there's videos of her fucking telling if you're dating a street dude how you need to be prepared for the ups and the downs of being
see foolishness, bro.
And you know what it is, yeah.
And you're a lawyer, by the way,
bro. That's when I saw that shit, I was just like, America's not a real place at all, bro.
It's not a real place, man.
It's not a real place, man.
Simulation.
On that note, man, we out of here. Trust. Love and guidance, everyone.
Trust.